This is Wade Ransky with the Chief Organizer Report. A little money won't cut it in the pandemic crisis. On the USA pandemic map, there's a big fat circle around New Orleans now, along with New York, San Francisco, and Boston, some of the oldest cities in the country. Of course, Miami and Los Angeles are also hot spots. In New Orleans, we can already see the impacts of exploding unemployment at depression levels. Our port had already been hurt by the Trump tariff wars. A ship and offshore supply company to the river on the daily course that Lucia and I walk into pre-dawn closed before the end of the year. Their vans would often be pulling out at 4:30 or 5 a.m. when Lucia and I would pass by. No more. Now the Anytime Gym next door is shuttered along with all the other gyms in the city. Restaurants, bars, and bakeries were either shut down or forced to close as customers disappear, hunkering down in their homes. Bear Grylls Coffee House laid off 20 people after the mayor's order. We're surviving on takeout at a bigger location that opened for 3 or 4 hours per day, but had to close the smaller one when we only sold one cup of coffee in several hours yesterday. Surviving at this level doesn't mean that we're making enough money to pay all of our bills, so we'll see how long we can keep open without relief. We're in huge company, of course. Hotels are laying off as conventions cancel, the airport cuts flights, and tourism plummets. The authorities are also asking them not to take guests. Our nephew, a bartender, and his partner, chef, are both laid off. Getting through online to apply for unemployment has been virtually impossible for them, although newspaper reports indicate applications are almost up 50% already for the successful hackers. A news item says that the Trump administration has asked states to delay publishing unemployment claims information, but who are they kidding? We can see it everywhere, from auto plants to corner stores. Evictions and foreclosures have been halted, but people still have to pay rent and make house payments, of course. Student loans have to be paid, even though the payments are not going to interest. Utilities might delay shutoffs, but they're sending out their bills. Same for cable, the internet, your phone, and, oh, did I forget, groceries? The bills keep coming even when the money stops rolling. America, welcome to our world. Here's the problem. Americans need a bailout, not a handout. $1,000 will help, but let's not pretend that by the time it gets to Americans, it'll be anything other than too little and almost too late. This will be the classic situation where there will be way more month than there is money for tens and tens of millions of Americans. Langston Hughes' haiku prayer that I wish the rent was heaven sent will be on everyone's lips. My old mechanic used to say, don't bring 20, bring plenty, when I would drop off my truck for repair. The message to the White House and Congress needs to be at the same. Don't send just a grand. They won't send 20, but they sure need to send plenty. This is Wade Ransky. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.